Odds are that Rob is currently crinkling a piece of paper. He does this to indicate that he is about to read an email. And also because he's a boomer who won't use screens and he hates the earth and wants to kill trees, too. And now back to Rad Radio.
All true. We got this one, RAD at radradio.com from Greg.
Hey, Greg.
He's writing about the new Fat Rob collection, which is in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
At radradio.com. He says, is it true that the shirt sizes in the new Fat Rob collection start at double XL? If so, I'll take one of each style. No, it's all the usual sizes. I just can't fit into half of them.
Which is why we have big and tall sizes, which starts with the letter R.
No. By the way, I've just been informed that we have a Ratterday show this Saturday. Producer Nick, he's in town for the rest of the week. His cackle in the background. He'll be joining us Ratterday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Rad TV. I've just been informed we'll all be sporting Fat Rob shirts. Again, without my approval. That's so cool.
Are you going to sport one?
Yes, I've been told I must. I've lost control of my entire company. Alan says, with the new Fat Rob products for sale now, instead of calling it the Stupid Store,
Superstore.
Or the Superstore. It should be called the Super Size Store.
Oh, not bad, not bad. But
not good, not good.
Sounds a little bit too much like the old Golden Arches and their thing.
That's all at radradio.com. Earlier this morning when we played Master of Movies, we played this clip. Of course, that's from Better Off Dead.
Yeah.
The 1985 John Cusack romance film.
Wonder how they didn't know.
We didn't get a winner for foreigner tickets. We'll try again tomorrow morning at 7, 8, 9 a.m.
I just realized, and I know you said it before, but it just hit me, John Cusack. This is probably a movie my husband loves because he's got this thing. All the John Cusack movies from the 80s.
Yes.
Watched, likes.
Quick, funny sidebar to that. Dawn's husband texted me the answer while we were playing Master of Movies and got it wrong.
Whoa!
He guessed. Uh-oh. Here, I know the movie guess, but let me see his explanation for why he guessed it.
You better be kicked out of the John Cusack fan club now, honey.
He guessed Howard the Duck, and I just texted him back, you know, at the time, buzz, like buzzer. He said, I thought that was the scene when Howard was snoring, but he says, damn it, I love Better Off Dead even more, which is what made it funny because he's a John Cusack fan of all things. But with that sound... Right. Somebody wrote in and said that it was the sound of me slurping a milkshake. Brandon was so kind as to jump on the board and said, no, it's actually Rob sitting down in his chair. And then Nick said, no, that's the sound of the chair. It's letting out his TV.
Oh, my God.
So Greg wrote in and said that sound from Master of Movies could also be Rob getting up from his leather chair with the leather ripping away from his loose, flabby skin folds.
The best things in life aren't free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees.
That was just hurtful.
Yeah, that was too far.
It's all been hurtful.
I think the chair fell.
The calculation in Rob's jar of change. With Rob's change, what I want. With Rob's change, what I want. With Rob's change.
We've had four guesses and four clues for Win Rob's Change. Caller 18. Hello there, Jeremy.
Good morning, Rod.
Morning.
All right, you are guest number 5. If you've been following along, we have what we call in this game now a ceiling, but you would have been listening at 6:30 to know all that. What is your guess?
$222.22.
Oh, now that's an interesting way to go.
What?
Because now, okay.
That
doesn't violate clue number 1, does it?
No. Yeah.
It doesn't violate clue number 2 at all. And it doesn't violate clue number. In fact, it's in the spirit of clue number 3.
It is.
Uh-huh. Very smart.
And it's clue number 4, too.
It is. Yes, and that's right. Thank you. I forgot we gave clue number 4 at 6:30. $222.22.
You lose.
I'm very impressed, though. Man. I like that. That's a thinker.
Yeah. At first, I thought,
And a big help because it eliminates a lot of the answers. Because, again, if you were listening at 6:30, $222.22 is still too high. The correct answer is lower than all twos. 222, 22, $220.22. Your next chance to win Rob's Change is tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.